What's going on, everyone, and good morning. Happy game day morning. Today is Monday, September 16th, and this is your daily Go Birds morning update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And look, we all know what's on the schedule today. I don't even have to say it. You know what today is. Monday Night Football, home opener, Lincoln Financial Field, Eagles versus Falcons, 8:15 kickoff time tonight. And boy, oh boy, is it a big one. Obviously, we know the A.J. Brown news, and we'll talk about how this makes that game a bigger game, this game a bigger game. But just on surface level, there is football in South Philly tonight, the home opener that we were promised in week one. Obviously, ended up about 5,000 miles away in Brazil. But I cannot wait to get down to the stadium. I can't wait for this game. Can't wait to talk to all you guys about it throughout the week. And boy, oh boy, like I said, it is a big one. So that is what is on the schedule for tonight and for today. Eagles versus Falcons, 8:15 p.m. Can't wait. Get me to kickoff. Let's go into the injury report now. And in case you were living under a rock, you already know A.J. Brown ruled out for the game tonight. So no A.J. Brown, officially ruled out on Sunday. Still dealing with that hamstring injury. Recorded a whole emergency pod on that injury. The long-term concern, what the impact for the roster is on Monday night, how they're going to handle the practice squad, and also, obviously, how it impacts the game. So, not going to get into all that here. You should go back in the feed and check that out, the emergency A.J. Brown pod, talking about the impact of his injury. But, no question, it's obviously a big loss. And I will say, it makes this game a big one, because if they were to lose this one, we'll talk in a little bit about what the Saints did, that New Orleans game is looking a lot harder, and you are all of a sudden squaring looking at a 1-2 record to start the season right in the face. So hopefully that is not what happens. But yes, tonight, very, very big game. And to not have A.J. Brown for it, it's a big loss for the Eagles. So go check out the emergency pod to hear all about the impact of him not playing. So outside of that, though, there are other injuries the Eagles are dealing with. The only other player listed questionable on the injury report, another wide receiver, of course, Johnny Wilson. So the fact that Johnny Wilson wasn't ruled out when AJ was, I think is obviously encouraging. I think if they knew both were playing, they'd just rule them both out. So I think there's a shot Johnny Wilson does play tonight. His game, not really predicated on speed. He's a big run blocking receiver, though. That was his main role against the Packers in week one. So I think there's a shot you'll see him active tonight, but I don't think they'll go into the game counting on him to play any type of meaningful role. I think you'll see them probably bring Paris Campbell up off the practice squad, because with Johnny Wilson questionable and A.J. Brown out, they, as of now, as of this recording and going into the game, they'll only have three receivers on the active roster that are healthy. So Johnny Wilson and his hamstring is the big injury to kind of keep an eye out for pregame when those inactives come out to see if Johnny Wilson plays or not. Other players dealing with injuries that should play tonight, Fred Johnson dealing with a thumb injury, Isaiah Rogers has that hand injury, Tyler Steen an ankle injury, Devin White an ankle injury, and Milton Williams dealing with a foot injury. All were full go at the most recent practice, so if they're a scratch tonight, more than likely any of those players, it is just the roster, the way they want to build it. It shouldn't be injury related. Of all those players, Isaiah Rogers, obviously, I think could have a big role in Milton Williams. I mean, they need him, a pass rushing defensive tackle. So you hope that he is 100% because they have to get to Kirk Cousins quickly. And that's especially true up the middle of the pocket, because Kirk Cousins is a statue back there and just kind of sits there. So collapsing the pocket up the middle on him will be big. So that is the injury report heading into tonight's game. Let's get into five key matchups for this game against the Atlanta Falcons. So five matchups I think the Eagles have to win if they are going to win this game. And let's start on the edge. Bryce Huff versus Caleb McGarry. So I don't think Caleb McGarry is a very good tackle. I was talking to some of the beat writers this week. There's differing opinions. The stats aren't very good. Didn't have a good game last week. I know he's going up against a really good Steelers defensive line. But guess what? Bryce Huff is supposed to be a really good edge rusher. Bryce Huff, off of $34 million, should be able to get pressure on McGarry. I'm guessing that is who he will line up against. There's definitely possible he lines up against Jake Matthews for a few snaps. Jake Matthews, a way better tackle. Now, it's no excuse. Like, Bryce Huff should still be expected to get pressure on whatever tackle he goes up against. That's what happens when you are signed to be, in the first minute of free agency, the number one edge rusher on a Super Bowl contender. There should not be a tackle out there that prevents you from getting pressure consistently. So Bryce Huff versus Caleb McGarry is a matchup. For every snap he's lined up against him, he has to win. Like, he has to win that. Now, I will say, Kirk Cousins gets rid of the ball quickly, and that is going to be part of this. He was fifth in the league last week in time to throw. I think it was about 1.5, 1.6 seconds. So it could be that these pass rushers could win every snap, and it doesn't matter because Kirk's getting rid of it. But he'll hold on to it longer if he knows he's getting protection up front. They'll go away from the quick pass game. So this is a game where afterwards, obviously, we'll talk about the pass rush in depth. But I'll be curious to see their pass rush win rate. Like Bryce Huff against McGarry. See how these edges do. Even if they're not getting to Cousins because he's getting rid of the ball so quickly, how often they're winning that matchup. So Bryce Huff versus Caleb McGarry. The next one. So we'll see how they line up. I have Avante Maddox versus Mooney, obviously the Falcons receiver. But I think there's a good chance that it could end up being, we'll see if Quinyon Mitchell is in the inside. But if you watch that, you know, the brief look I got of them in practice before they kicked the media up out of there, it looked like Avante was still the nickel. So Mooney, a speed receiver, good after the catch. Maddox, the Packers went after him early and often last week, really had a bad game, really struggled. I expect the Falcons to do the same. I think they'll run at Maddox. I think they'll target him in the passing game. So Maddox early on, big time key here. If he really starts to struggle, I think you could see Quinyon move back to the inside and put Isaiah Rodgers on the outside. So Maddox early on in this game has to come out and play well, because if they're able to have success against him, move the ball, you know, maybe go up early, I think you could see Maddox, A, head to the bench, but it would certainly kill the momentum to start the game. So Maddox versus Mooney, another key matchup here. Now on the offensive side of the ball, Mekhi Becton versus Grady Jarrett. Grady Jarrett, not an outstanding pass rusher, only had 1.5 sacks in 8 games last year, but he had 2 sacks last week. And Mekhi Becton now playing on a field where the pass rush is not going to be a disadvantage. I'm curious to see how he does. Now, Jason Kelce said on the morning show this week that in some ways the wet field was a disadvantage to the interior offensive linemen because they're just getting pushed. On the edge, those edge rushers have to bend around, so the wet field really impacts them. On the interior, they're just pushing. So for Mekhi Becton to play well on that wet field, Kelce said, was very encouraging. And I agree to an extent. But now it's time to see him on a regular field where there's no footing issues, anything like that, going against, you know, a pretty good pass rusher in Grady Jarrett. Nothing special, but a pretty good pass rusher. And obviously, just like it's the case for keeping the pocket clean in front of Kirk Cousins, you need to keep the pocket clean in front of Jalen, because we know how quickly he bails on pockets, and we know he always rolls to the one side. So Mekhi Becton, absolutely huge matchup here with Grady Jarrett. Now to flip to another position on the Eagles offensive line, Jordan Mailata versus Matthew Judon. Matthew Judon is their best defensive lineman by far. He's the only one that I think you should really be worried about heading into this game. The Eagles got a chance to see him in their joint practice against the Patriots, so they've literally gotten snaps against him in the last 3 weeks. So that's a positive heading into tonight. But Matthew Judon, he is one that could single-handedly wreck the game. And it's up to Mailata to stop him and to make sure he's not getting consistent pressure on Jalen Hurts. So Mailata has to win his matchup against Matthew Judon. The final one, staying on the line as well, Jalen Carter versus Matthew Bergeron. Bergeron, not a good guard. Like, this is a guard that Jalen Carter should be able to win against. Jalen Carter should line up across from him. I don't think you'll see him line up against Lindstrom unless they want to do strength on strength. I think they'll put their best defensive tackle, which is Carter, up against the Falcons' worst guard, which is Bergeron. And again, like, Kirk Cousins is going to get rid of the ball quickly, but if the Eagles can force Kirk Cousins to get rid of the ball in 1.6 seconds all game, that is a win for them. And then you have to tackle, and that's obviously key. Like, they can't allow yards after the catch. They have to limit big plays on short completions. But if you're getting Cousins to get rid of the ball quickly, like, you could get a lot of three and outs real quickly too. You know, quick screen to Bijan, boom, got him. Like, that has to be the game plan on defense. So to make that happen, Jalen Carter has to get pressure up the middle. Like, if Jalen Carter and Bryce Huff are not winning their matchups and Kirk is able to sit back there, allow plays to develop down the field, that's where you run into some problems. So Falcons offensive line, you know, I would say they're average, probably above average, 2 good players. One of those players is not Bergeron. Jalen Carter has to go out and win that matchup against Bergeron. So those are my 5 key matchups for the game. On the other side, let's take a look at what happened around the league in what was really a very good Sunday for the Eagles. But first, a word from our sponsors. Okay, so while you are all relaxing at home, and I got a chance to relax too, watch some football, it was absolutely lovely. We all love watching the Eagles, but man, when you get to watch just a full Sunday of good games and the Eagles aren't till Monday, there is something awesome about that. And if that is what you did, you probably really enjoyed your Sunday because a lot of results really went well for the Eagles. First, their main competition in the NFC East, the Dallas Cowboys, absolutely embarrassed by the New Orleans Saints, losing 44-16, Dak two interceptions, one touchdown. It is still wild to watch them and realize Ezekiel Elliott is actually their number one running back, 16 yards on six carries. And the more you watch Dallas, I know it's only two games, they really only have CeeDee Lamb. Like, that's it. That's all they have. If you take away CeeDee, they really are going to struggle to move the ball. And while CeeDee had a good game against the Saints, he had 90 yards and one touchdown. A lot of those came on one play. I mean, the Cowboys just got absolutely boat raced. They fell behind early. It was never really a super competitive game. So good news for the Eagles is the Cowboys fall to 1-1, giving them a little bit of wiggle room. If they were to lose tonight against the Falcons, they're not going to fall behind a game to the Cowboys. They would be tied at 1-1 with Dallas, but then also with Washington, and we'll talk about in a second. The flip side of that is the New Orleans Saints are now 2-0, and they have absolutely demolished both teams they've played. Now, the week before in week one, they played the Panthers, who are horrendous. They got blown out again, but the Cowboys are a good team, and going to Dallas, it is really hard. The Eagles know that. So going into Dallas, blowing them out, really impressive win by the Saints. Alvin Kamara, 180 total yards, four touchdowns. They just look fast, and I know they're on that Dallas turf, which makes everyone look fast, especially the Cowboys when they're playing the Eagles. But the Saints look impressive, and going to New Orleans next week is not going to be an easy game. Short week, we'll see if AJ plays. The Saints are going to be feeling themselves at 2-0. Like, that's a really tough game for the Eagles. So we'll see. You know, they will have time to preview that game and talk about it. But this is what happens with the schedule. When the schedule comes out, you look and go, all right, that'll be a tough game because it's New Orleans, but the Saints aren't going to be that great. Saints have looked awesome. So going to New Orleans next week is not going to be easy. More good news for the Eagles. The 49ers also lost, and they lost to a bad team. The Minnesota Vikings, the 49ers, fall to 1-1. I know the Vikings are 2-0 now, but they're not that good. Sam Darnold, credit to him, he's played well. But in reality, this is not a team that's going to be competing for the playoffs. I'd be very, very surprised. So bad loss by the 49ers. Purdy, Mason, and Debo actually all had pretty good games. Obviously, Christian McCaffrey headed to IR, which is a big blow to the 49ers. I think Mason's pretty good. And I actually don't think the issue here was missing McCaffrey. Like, it wasn't ideal, but Purdy had good numbers. Debo had good numbers. They just didn't score as many points as they should have. Maybe, obviously, that's where they did miss McCaffrey. But they lose 23-17, fall to 1-1. Again, and that battle for the number one seed, the Eagles can gain a game on the Niners tonight if they win. Another team the Eagles are expected to compete with for that top seed, the Detroit Lions, lose to Tampa Bay. Maybe it's time to change how at least I view Tampa Bay. I don't think they are a top five team in the league, but they might not be just like a fake contender. I mean, they almost beat Detroit last year in the playoffs. They go and beat Detroit this year. They smacked the Eagles in the playoffs last year. Impressive game. So the Bucs are now 2-0. The Lions fall to 1-1. And another part of this is with the Bucs playing the Broncos next week in Tampa, the Bucs could be 3-0 heading into that Eagles game in week four. So the Eagles now face the 2-0 Saints next week and then potentially the 3-0 Saints in week four. So for all the talk about the schedule being easier, early on, it's not following the Eagles' way at all. Final game, or I should say, final divisional game of note for the Eagles. Washington beats the Giants 21-18. The Giants don't stop Washington a single time. Now, Washington kicks seven field goals, so they kept them out of the end zone, but they give up 21 points on field goals. The Giants kicker gets hurt early, definitely impacts them as they couldn't kick a field goal late to try to tie it. They couldn't go for extra points. Daniel Jones probably played well enough to play another week. 178 passing yards, 32 rushing yards, two touchdowns. Jaden Daniels is interesting. Like, I'm starting to get in on Jaden Daniels. 226 yards, 44 rushing. I think the Eagles will beat Washington when they play him, but Jaden Daniels is going to be tough. Like, he runs, he moves, he has a really strong arm, so Jaden Daniels really impressive. And then finally, the Rams get absolutely blown out by Jonathan Gannon and the Arizona Cardinals. Kyler Murray has a really good game. It'll be curious to see how Kyler does this year. Now that he's healthy, he has Marvin Harrison Jr. So impressive win by Gannon and the Cardinals. The Rams now 0-2. So, you know, obviously Monday night's a big one for the Eagles, but if you look around the league early on, there's no teams that's jumping out that was supposed to be competitive, competing with the Eagles for that number one seed. So that will do it. Here we go, guys. Tonight, Monday Night Football, Eagles, Falcons. Me and James will be live right after the game on YouTube. Come hang out with us. Ask us questions. We'll have our 15-20 minute post-game reaction pod. See if we're talking about a win. We'll see how the offense does without AJ Brown. So thank you guys as always for listening. And as we always say, he's Elliot, I'm James. I'll talk to you guys later.